Once upon a time, there were two beautiful kittens, Itty the kitty and Bitty the kitty corn. They loved to sing, dance, eat tuna, and especially go on adventures. In fact, they're on an adventure right now.
Itty Bitty,
Itty Bitty,
Itty and Bitty,
Itty and Bitty,
Kitty Tails,
Kitty Tails,
Woo!
This episode is called Bitty's Security. One evening, Itty and Bitty were sitting on the cozy couch watching TV. They were watching a movie called Princess Palace Number 52. It was a great episode, but all of a sudden, something scary happened. A weird commercial came on the screen.
"Is your house safe enough?" said the creepy voice on the commercial.
"Is it safe enough if a burglar comes?"
Itty and Bitty clutched each other.
"Ah!" they screamed.
"Is it safe enough if a tornado happens?"
"Ah!"
they screamed again. "Is it safe enough
if..."
Itty and Bitty shut off the commercial.
"That was so scary," said Itty.
"I know, right? We need to make our house safe enough for those things." "Okay," Itty turned back on the TV. The creepy voice was now showing pictures of a fancy security system. "If you want to make your house extra safe, buy this security stuff. It will make your house safe-proof for any catastrophe." Itty clicked the TV off again.
"Okay, well, you want to go get it?"
"I don't know, because I think our house is pretty safe. Anyway, why would a burglar come? Or a tornado? Or anything like that?"
"I don't know. It's better safe than sorry,
Itty." But it was too late. Itty rushed to the store and bought all of the security stuff, which cost a fortune. Well, Bitty went home and Itty started to install the stuff. She opened the first box and hundreds of packing peanuts popped out. "Woof," she said, "I love packing peanuts. There's no time for fun and games. I need to hurry up. What if a burglar comes right now? Or a tornado?" So Itty started to read the directions. Maybe I should know how to read before I buy stuff. But she didn't care. She tossed the directions. She tossed the directions away and started to build. The next day, Bitty came by. "Hi, Itty. How's all the security stuff going?" But before Bitty could open the door, lasers shot out in front of the doorknob. "Ow!" Bitty pulled her hand back. "Ow, what happened?" The tip of her tail was smoking.
"Oh, sorry, that's my laser gate. You can't pass unless I say the magic code."
"Floofity doof," said Itty.
"Okay," said Bitty.
That was kind of weird. But Bitty came in. "Hey, you want to watch more TV?"
"Sure."
Bitty reached for the remote. All of a sudden, it crumbled in her hand.
"Hey, what's going on?"
"That's my fake remote, in case a burglar comes in and tries to watch the TV."
"Oh,
that's weird too." Itty got out the real remote. And it crumbled too. "Oops," she said. "I guess I put the crumble alert on both of them. Well, I guess we can't watch TV." "Hey, let's go make a snack then." Itty walked in the kitchen. All of a sudden, as her foot hit the cool tile, she was jolted up in the air, bouncing up and down.
"What is going on?" she said as she bounced.
"Oh, that's my special bouncy floor. I installed it so if a burglar comes in, they'll slip and fall and just start bouncing until I call the police."
"Can you turn it off?"
said Bitty.
"Sure."
And Itty clicked off a switch on the wall. Then Bitty said, "Ooh, this is weird." Then she finally reached for the refrigerator door. When she opened it, whoosh, 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 tons and tons of air flew out. "What is going on?" she said as she was picked up by the wind and spun around in circles. "Oh, that's my tornado thing. Have you heard that a tornado can get beaten by another larger tornado?"
Well, that's what'll happen. If a tornado comes, I'll yank open the fridge, and there will be two tornadoes. And my tornado will work better than the other one, because it's bigger. Well, there is no tornado! We're in Kitty Land! Yelled Biddy. Yeah, of course, but there could be. I'm going home. This is no fun. We can't do anything because all you care about is the security. Wait, that's not true. And look out! Just as Itty walked across the room, plop! A bucket of slime fell on her head. Yuck! She said, what's this for? More security? Itty said shyly. Oh, jeez, I'm so fed up. And Biddy walked out the door, but not without getting covered with feathers, chocolate pudding, and, of course, tuna. Yuck, said Itty as she left. Itty started to cry. Why did Biddy leave? Boo, hoo, hoo. And she went upstairs to go to bed. Then all of a sudden, she heard a rustling downstairs. Somebody was opening the room. Somebody was down there. And it wasn't Itty, because Itty was up in her bedroom. It's a burglar! So Itty snuck down, grabbed her magic flashlight that could shoot out spider webs, and crept downstairs. There stood a tall figure. It had red fur, pointy ears, and was super tall. Biddy was about to scream, but decided not to. She would be quiet and wait to see what happened. The burglar went up to the fridge. But then, the burglar opened it. All the air came rushing out, and the burglar was swept off his feet and flew into the air. Then he landed on the bouncy floor. Boing, boing, boing. Then he hit the bucket of mud. Splash! Then he hit the bucket of feathers. Boom! Then he accidentally grabbed the edge of the table. Crumble! The table crumbled underneath him. Wah! He cried, but as he reached the door, poof, the lasers came on. Zap, 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 zap. Ah! Yelled the fox, and he ran away. Itty ran as fast as she could over to Biddy's house. Biddy! Biddy! A burglar just came, but my security system actually worked. Wow, said Biddy. I guess you're right to set up all those things. Yeah, who would have thought? But I'm really sorry that you came over and it wasn't fun. So you know what? I think I'll just lock my door. You weren't locking your door? No. Aren't we? I didn't know we were supposed to lock our front door at night. Oh, jeez. So, Biddy helped Itty get rid of all the security stuff. And then got Itty a heavy-duty lock for her front door. This way, no burglars will come. But your best friend can. That sounds great. So, Itty and Biddy went home. But they didn't watch TV this time. They played a game. And luckily, games have no commercials. So, Itty wasn't tempted to buy any more random security stuff. And well, as for that old fox, he never came back to Kitty Land. He was too freaked out by Itty's booby traps. The end. The end.
Itty bitty. Itty bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Kitty tails.
Kitty tails.
Woo!
Woo!
The moral of the story. If a fox ever comes to rob your house, dump a bucket of feathers on his head. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Itty and Biddy. Put on security.